and resting in the middle of the room is a brightly glowing gem as big as a fist.
Ooh.
Lying next to it is a humanoid skeleton clad in golden chainmail, one bony hand reaching up toward the gem. A short sword and shield rest nearby.
We should throw Hug-Hug right at the gem.
Let's just storm right in. What do you say?
So yeah, so none of us are happy about colored stones on floors, right?
Yeah, I don't bet.
This is where your detect magic comes in.
Yes, you're right.
I assume you guys are still standing at the threshold.
Yes, we are talking at the threshold.
We stood on the first.
We stood on the first.
That we couldn't reach to get a good gander.
Like, we're all leaned in just a little bit into the room, looking around.
Wondering what natural causes that guy died of.
So I need to know
that. Hayden. Because you said it, when you leaned in,
oh my god,
you are—it's
entirely my fault.
Struck by lightning,
Jesus!
Lightning ripples around the threshold of the door.
Wow!
For 3 lightning damage.
We should have gone Hug-Hug in there.
Guys!
When that happens, do you pull back or do you?
I
go
pull
through?
Back. Guys, don't lean in. Don't lean in. Just. Did you see what happened?
I'm just thinking about like all of the stuff that happens. It's like
you are struck by lightning, and you are now enslaved by ghosts, and you take the effect you are orphaned.
It was my fault. I know better than to do that. So I'll take my 3 damage and live with it.
All right.
So throwing Hug-Hug into the room would have probably been the better thing to do.
Well. All right, so hold on a second. Does that mean that trap is sprung? Or did it stop just because he stopped leaning in?
It seemed to zap him when he leaned in, and as soon as he pulled back, it stopped.
Okay. I bet just this guy might have marched in there with his gold plate.
And just forward momentum just carried him. Okay, so now we know there's some magic here. I don't know that we need to burn the spell. Although I get it twice.
You diffused that with your body, thanks.
No, I get it 4 times in a day. So yeah, we should do the detect magic.
This is something that I always kind of was confused about when it comes to Dungeons & Dragons. So Chris checked for a trap, right? Mm-hmm. He's our resident trap finder. He failed. He can't just keep trying, can he?
Typically, it's really at the DM's discretion. There might be circumstances where somebody allows a person to try again. Sometimes a trap, you might not find it, but you also might not trigger it. So
we triggered something. We know there's a trap here now.
You know there's a trap.
And it was caused by my crossing the plane of the door.
And even Barbie actually got a pretty good check to search, and this thing seems to be magical in nature, which might be why account for why you didn't detect.
Okay. What's the I see. The rough, what do we think the rough dimensions of the room are?
This room is circular, and it's about 50 feet in diameter. And as I mentioned, there's a similar stone landing with steps on the opposite side leading to a door.
Right, so beyond that gem.
And gem's in the center of the room?
Yeah, there's another.
And then colored tiles.
Everybody give me a history check. This will be intelligence, and if you have the knowledge history, you can apply it.
Yeah, I only have... Well, that dice gone forever.
4.
He's trying. He has so much to tell us. And yet.
7.
I rolled garbage.
Yeah. Okay.
Garbage came out of the die.
He's like, why did I bother with all this?
The background details of the adventure do say stuff the players will never know. So that's what it's called.
All right. Okay.
My dice doesn't have a number on it. It just came up. It just said quit.
It just said stop playing.
It's
you're
just
an
a
embarrassment.
Picture of a middle finger.
You're an embarrassment.
It came up my car.
Okay,
keys.
So
this is gonna go.
I can use a detect magic.
I think your head detected magic.
Yeah, I think it's, like literally my hair's all like frizzed out, you know, my wizard's hat's all messed up, and I'm like, guys, I think there's magic.
You look like Yahoo Sirius from the 80s.
There's magic. So I'm gonna cast it. I'm gonna immediately first off look at the floor.
Okay.
And see what I can discern there, and I'm gonna sort of pan the room as far as the cone extends of my vision to see if there's anything there.
So as you examine the room, you do see that there is evocation magic around the perimeter of the door.
Okay.
But there doesn't seem to be any magic in the chamber beyond.
So just the door.
Just
that
the door.
That I can see.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So How do we counter?
How do we counter the magic around the door? I guess we could just jump past the door.
I think what we want to understand is if the spell just gives you a little zap at the threshold, or if it just continues.
I'm sorry, guys. I don't see any other way to figure this out but to throw Hug into the room.
We got to throw Hug in this room.
Yeah? Where? You're in there?
Our just, friend
I
is
want
hurt.
You, here's what I want you to do, Hug.
When, like, you pick up a small child and kind of like, let's swing.
Yeah. I want you to
chuck him in there.
Run through that door as fast as you can.
Okay.
But don't stand in the doorway.
Uh-huh.
Go into the room, but don't touch anything.
And he gives you a hug,
mm-hmm.
and then runs through the room, or runs into the room. And as he passes through the threshold of the door, a innocent expression on his face. He takes 4 lightning damage and collapses in a burning heap at the landing.
Well, so guys, I think we now know. I think we now know that it's going to hit us again.
He only had 4.
He had 4. He had less than 4.
Wait, do we know he's dead, or is he just you know?
If you act quickly, you might be able to cure him with magical healing.
So he's just cooking currently?
Or is simmering. It just done?
Is he still being struck by lightning, or did it just hit him once?
It seems to have just hit him as soon as he passed through the threshold and collapsed face down.
So you're going to get hit. Unless you can, like, arrange heal him or something.
I can, okay. Look, I'll jump in there. I can take the hit. If it's only 4.
I hope it's just 4.
All right,
I... Makes sense.
Well, I got hit for 3.
What does a healer's kit do?
A healer's kit is basically what lets you recover between rests. So it'll patch some of your cuts
and
bruises.
I'm going to have to, like, use cure minor wounds or something.
Well, we could use a healer's kit and then maybe come back and get him.
Hug the healer's kit. And let him... patch himself up.
I have a use rope skill. Could I like?
Is there?
Yeah.
So
is there like a burn gel in the?
Don't pull
kit?
Him back through. All right, I'm gonna run to Hug.
Okay.
I'm compelled to run to Hug.
Are you? You look concerned as you go through.
Yeah.
You were just so affected.
I mean, I'll
by
just take it. I'll just take
smelly
it.
Smelly hug he gave you.
You will take 2 points of lightning damage.
Nice. So. All right, and then I'll use cantrip cure minor wounds on him.
All right.
Oh, wait, maybe check it see if he's alive.
It doesn't look as though that healing will be sufficient to help him recover.
Oh, really?
Well, he only had 4.
What does he look like right now?
He might have had 1.
He's a little crispy around the edges, kind of smoky.
He needs a salve.
I think he was a minion.
Can I heal him at all?
If you spent a cure light spell, you might be able to bring him back to life.
Guys, you want me to use cure light wounds on... Hug.
We got
you know what?
We have to get out of this dungeon too.
I mean, he really can, but he's great for. Think about
for things
think
like this.
Do you think he'll trust us after this?
Yes, like, of course. He's gonna be so happy.
We brought
that
him back.
We just give him hugs and then
we saved your life, dude.
Okay, I will cure.
Even burning, he smells better than he did before.
Yeah, the blackened sections of his skin sort of heal over magically. And how much do you cure him?
Some nice gristle.
10 hit points.
And his eyes blink open, and he throws his arms around you in a big hug.
See, this is known as the abyss move. It's like in the abyss. We knew she was going to die.
Right.
We can revive her later.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You saved me again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No! No! I'm Ed Harris
she has a
in this
strong
scenario.
Heart.
Now that you're on the other side of the door, you can see that this side of the door doesn't look quite like the other one. It just looks like a plain stone door. The 2 doors in this room look the same. The door that you guys entered through had the kind of sort of stone frame with the grinning dwarf above it.
I beckon my friends to...
Oh, no, you don't.
Suck it up and jump on through.
All right, I go on through
next. I shove cuffs through.
Yeah, he shoves me. I just as I agree to go in, yeah, you still push me.
All right, Cuffs, you're going to take 1 point of lightning damage.
All right. So getting pushed is the way to go.
It's true of so many things in life.
Yeah.
I've been through this before. It's not pleasant. Go through the door.
Okay, 2 points of lightning damage. Just a little tingle, a little zap.
Yeah. Well, that 3 points was like, it was a surprise. I mean, when you're expecting it, it's different.
It's all ball bearings these days.
Hey!
Barbie?
I'm going to go.
You're just going through the door.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he'll take 6 points of lightning damage.
Wow.
We're on the other side. Here's the crumpled body we're on the other side going, it's fine. It's just a little sting. It's
shit.
It was just points. Getting warmed up.
Yeah, that was an awfully gentle door. Compared to the wall you had to deal with.
That wasn't very pleasant.
No, it wasn't. We agree.
We're sorry about that, Hog, but
sorry for what?
He doesn't remember. Don't tell him.
Okay. Sorry, it's so dark in here. I wish there was...
Actually, speaking of darkness, the room is actually completely lit, not only because of your light, but also the gem, which appears to be illuminated.
All right, so I looked at that gem.
Can we learn more about this gem?
I think...
I mean, I imagine we're still on the
outskirts. I have his knowledge of history and forbidden lore.
I don't trust that gem nor that corpse. I just want to get through the room.
I understand. 18.
Hey.
And then I get a d6 on that.
And this is for what?
This is for knowledge history.
Okay.
Nice roll.
And a 5.
This matches the description of the Forever Stone, which now that you get a closer look at it, although I assume you're still
really
standing on the
like
stairs
it.
And the landing.
guys, I think that's the Forever Stone.
Guys.
What else do we want to look at? I want to see what's going on with this body.
So what we're going to need, so we're in the doorway still, or we're just inside the doorway.
Yeah.
On the landing. So we're not on the colored tiles yet is the key thing.
So this looks like the Forever Stone.
I'm pretty sure it's the Forever Stone.
Looks like it. Smells like it.
No, whatever. I'm sure.
Well, I'll tell you what.
It appears to be.
If it's the Forever Stone, you can keep it.
I would like you to test that theory after we are safely through the other side of the room. So I say we go out the other side.
Wait a minute, the other side of the room.
Yeah, the other door.
Do the steps go up or down?
Yes, they go back up. So the room is actually several
sort of like
a concave
feet below. Sort of. Okay.
I see. So you got to go down into the room, then up
back.
Again.
Yeah.
And there's another door.
It's like a grotto.
You said the other door across was different.
Actually, these two doors inside match. It was the door on the other side that had the smiling
dwarf. I don't think that door like leads.
Oh, there's two doors leading out.
Oh, I didn't know that.
A choice.
Oh, I see. All right.
Yeah, now I want to go out the other one.
And then there's not going to be like a green meadow on the other side. I mean, there's probably
green dragon. I just don't want to be in this room when you pick up that.
Whoa, I didn't say I was picking up the stone. I didn't say that. Hug's going to pick up
this stone. This stone has already killed my friend once.
I'll go get the stone.
No! Don't get the stone yet.
I mean, worst case scenario.
I'm convinced we need to leash him.
Best case scenario, we get like eternal life. So
it's worth the risk.
Yeah.
No.
None of us live forever.
I'm kind of don't give a shit.
So. Well, you can if you get the Forever Stone.
Oh, that's true. So what are we scared of?
All right. So we've got an obvious trap. We've got a body. We've got a stone.
I want to check this body out.
Well, to do that, you're going to have to walk.
On top of that.
You're going to have to walk on it.
Okay. So Hug did not end up walking on the gems, on the colored floor.
Nobody has gone down the steps yet.
Can we see enough about the body to know what could have killed it? Is there burn marks, scorch marks, anything of that nature?
Powder burns.
Make a wisdom
blood
check
splatter.
To spot. You
okay,
are
I can
at
do
a
that.
Disadvantage because you are pretty far away.
Yeah. So we're how far are we away? 25 feet? It's in the center of the room, right?
20 feet, yeah.
20 feet? All right.
A
spot.
Two,
19.
Ladies and gentlemen.
All right, you're the one.
19 and 21.
You're our boy.
You're not able to discern too much about it. The set of chainmail looks quite nice and polished despite the obvious age of the skeleton. The other equipment looks poorly maintained and rusty. Nothing to indicate how it died. Yep.
Damn. Hmm. I was hoping for a little CSI from a distance there, but
you think maybe if you inspected it closer, you might be able to tell more.
Oh, gosh.
So I think we should do a cursory
that's what
check
we've
been
for doing.
The, well, check. No, I mean, no, check the floor
oh,
for
okay.
traps.
Whenever
my worry
send,
is we're going
to
step.
Whenever we send the goblin in to check things, I think the phrase for that is hugging it out.
Hugging it out. I like it. I like it. All right. Well, I don't want to throw him out there yet if we can discern from where we are if there's traps.
Well, if we go down
you're
the
only
of
person
the stairs.
You can go to the bottom of the stairs and start to search around the tiled floor
search.
If you want.
Yeah, let me do that.
Okay.
I do not get onto the floor.
Okay.
All right, here we go. I'm going to throw it that way because that's been working for me.
It's been working for you.
Two.
Not today.
No, that's not a two.
It's a two, though. It's a real two.
And even with your search bonus and your intelligence,
you look up from the floor.
You won't be able to discern anything.
Did you add the one though? The plus
floor.
One.
The floor looks completely benign. Three out of two.
Okay.
Wait, no. Oh, I forgot something. it also looks.
All right. So there are colors. That's what you colors. Found. Okay. Yeah.
It's very pretty.
Guys, I can't make heads or tails of this floor.
You're lost in the pattern.
I'm perplexed.
I'll put this in my kitchen.
It's so beautiful.
All right, we're going to have to examine the pattern of the...
Yeah, I mean, we can see that.
Yeah, what is the pattern of the...
Can you get some colored markers and just recreate it on the board?
How big are these? Are they like...
Yeah, they large stones, size, tiny?
Or are they like
they're,
a mosaic?
They're foot-sized tiles. Okay, but they don't really seem to form any sort of cohesive pattern. They just... It's abstract. Okay. Yeah,
I see.
So we're experienced adventurers. We know what's going to go down. I mean, we step on this, and it's going to happen in some unexpected way, but stepping on that floor is going to happen.
What different colors of the tiles are there? Does it say?
All kind of colors.
Yeah, it's all colors.
Crazy the pattern's color. Random.
Shit, I didn't write this room.
It's like, it's like all right. Last Crusade. J.
The penitent man will pass. It's been a good run for Drake. I walk to the other side.
What?
Okay.
You're our healer.
Do you walk near the gym, or do you straddle the outside?
I straddle the edge.
Okay. Oh, you're going to try to get around the
place. I know, and I say, what are you doing? I react with shock to this.
Hug, hug, and I.
Hug, hug? Two? You're leaving us without?
No.
You stick him on your back.
Come on, let's go, Yoda.
it's like the anti-Yoda.
No, I just go around the edge to the other door.
Unless you guys hold Hug Hug back, he will actually follow you.
Absolutely, he will.
I told you we should leash that guy.
Right. And you step down onto the tiled floor, and nothing happens. Hmm. And you can make your way along the perimeter to the landing on the other side.
Oh. Whew. Okay.
Drake lives!
Did you notice anything about the dude in the center of the room when you walked by him?
Oh, I didn't think to look at him. I was so scared.
You were
guys.
So
and
about
you were still about 20 feet away.
Oh, okay, right. He would be. Yeah, he would be, yeah.
You didn't notice any give on those tiles on there?
Nope.
There wasn't any. Solid as a rock.
Guys, just follow where I walked, and you should be fine.
All right, let's all do it. What do you say?
All right. Sure. I was obviously
Barbie,
wrong.
Going along.
Let's go.
Right,
okay,
go
we will shuffle along one at a time, I guess, right?
Yeah.
To the other. And so you're on the landing?
I went up to the door, yeah.
He's at the door.
I haven't touched the door.
Mm-hmm. So you went up the stairs. You guys all shimmy along the side next to the wall?
Yes.
Okay. Then you reach the opposite side. You come up to the landing and can join Hug Hug and Drake.
Awesome.
Okay, well, now
I'd like to remind everyone, though,
we
came for the thing behind us.
That's fine, but we know we made it over here.
You know what we found was friendship, and I feel like that's more important than any stone. I feel like the lesson today
is that this stuff is a lot better
so
if you have a canary with you.
I opened the door, opposite door. The door to lead
Shouldn't
out.
We check the door?
What? I thought
the
you
door
did.
Is open.
No, this is the far door.
I
couldn't see it.
Oh.
The corridor continues for at least 30 feet before it goes beyond the edge of your light.
Okay.
We found some good stuff here.
Now, exactly. But right. I and Hug Hug safely step out of the room, and then I say to Hayden, go get him, Tiger.
All right, hang
that's
on.
Right. You kept your word.
I did keep my
he
word.
Did.
I
he
do
did.
Not want to be in this
he
room.
He did.
Hey, it looks good over there.
Barbie, do you want to do anything?
No.
What if we tie our ropes together, sling them on that lasso, that stone, yank it real fast?
You mean like just drop it around the stone and then just pull it from the safety of the other side?
Yeah.
Don't touch the stone, just put the rope around it.
Maybe we can even lasso that guy.
We don't know
armor.
The floor is safe.
Hold it
we just know
like
the edge is safe.
Knock it off.
Yeah.
Like any of the tiles around that area we didn't shimmy.
Yeah.
And the gem is just resting like on a pedestal in the middle. It's not like floating or anything.
You know what it would take? I don't know what it would take to. How would we make a lasso and grab that stone if we could? What would that take?
Use rope.
Well, yeah, I know, but then at what?
Is it
just
skill?
Let us have it. Yeah.
So you could.
It could be dex.
Yeah, you'd use dexterity. If you have the use rope skill, you could try to lasso it.
There's a use rope skill?
There is.
Is there anything D&D Next can't do? D&D Next.
Use rope unless you have the use rope skill.
I can't.
How does this rope work?
It is going to be fair. It would be fairly challenging to actually try to lasso it from your vantage, but potentially.
How large is the stone itself?
About the size of a fist. You
said fist.
Yeah, fist size.
Let's say that's a hard thing to lasso.
And it's on a column. Sorry, Chris.
I was going to say, if we have to beat like an 18 to get it, can we invert it so that if we get a 2 or below, you'd let us have it? It's the same probability. If you think about it.
That's a very, very clever argument. I had not heard that one before.
Normally I would say yes, but given this group's rules, I'm sure that probability is actually a fair argument.
Damn. With our luck, we'd lasso the thing and manage to pull it off, and it shatters on the floor.
Do you think we could take a rope and like stretch it across the room? And, like,
it's like on
it? It's like resting on a...
Oh, that's interesting. Molly had an interesting idea.
Like if we like on either side of the room, two people take a rope and kind of knock it off and see if taking it off the pedestal triggers any
I see. So you guys are on the edge and you just kind of like clothesline it?
Yeah.
I look forward to watching that from the safety of the hallway.
That takes a lot less skill than throwing that lasso.
All right, so which two people are going to do that? Can't be the halfling and the dwarf, because...
We're the weakest of the group.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
No, I'm 18.
Hmm. Yeah, but what I'm saying is height-wise...
Oh, right.
I'm medium-sized.
Good point.
The chamber is 50 feet wide, so one piece of rope would work.
We can use one piece of rope.
All right, I will... This is not good, actually.
If
it triggers something, I'm alone.
Someone's got to be
there.
No. But she's going to be on the far side of the room.
Yeah, you're...
Okay.
We'll get
this
help.
This is technically...
I'll be able to heal you.
I kind of crawl... I shimmy down the exact same way we came with rope, one end of the rope.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And, Barbie, you take the other?
Yeah.
So I'm going to sit.
I have used rope. Does that help me at all?
Yes.
If you've been trying to lasso it, this is a fairly mundane task.
Okay.
So... as each of you holds an end of the rope and moves along one edge of the room, who's going along the...
Wait, shouldn't we do it from the doors?
We could start
start at the door.
Well, from the
stairs.
Start
our way down.
Because there's no... You can't do it from the door.
So if I'm standing at... If I shimmy my way all the way around, you know, and we just keep the rope low so that it's not disturbing anything.
You guys are working hard to engineer your own death. I'm telling you right now.
I like the
but the best part, will be when it happens.
Hug is...
And we're both instantly killed. And it's like, well.
Hug is with you, Drake. And he's like, what are they doing?
I don't know.
All right. So, yeah. Let's try that. Okay. You stay with them.
It's like you guys are fighting over a piece of paper that says the Forever Note. But it's like it's written on it. Forever Stone.
So I'm positioned now at the
north. Each of you is kind of near the stairs.
I'm at the north door, and she's at the south.
We're in the hallway.
And you're in the hallway.
I am not in the room.
Okay. So.
Taking a peek in, though.
As you coordinate to pass the rope past this gem and knock it off, the rope passes through the gem.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
All right.
Did detect magic in this room and didn't detect any magic, though, which is curious because this is clearly magic.
This is true.
Did anything happen besides that?
Just passed right through the gym.
Would detect magic detect?
They're safe in the room. We're in the hallway, and the hallway just
goes.
Oh, it's good. Kong,
kong. Oh, it's just a pancake. So,
nobody saw that coming. make a knowledge arcana. Make an intelligence check, and if you're trained in Knowledge Arcana, you can add your skill die.
4!
Oh my god.
This is impossible.
Come on!
And 1.
It's a trick!
5.
Is it the way the table
is 5, 8, sorry, with the intelligence modifier.
Well, it could be an illusion. It could just be a property of
that
the...
That might be an illusion.
It might be a property of the Forever Stone. Now you're not really sure.
So essentially, I just stood at the thing and went, yeah. I don't know. Maybe.
Not only do you not learn anything, but you forgot that it was an illusion.
What illusion?
Guys, the stone is still there. We gotta
get it.
So
forbidden lore wouldn't help me here? Maybe there's nothing forbidden about it?
You've racked your brain for what might explain this, and an illusion or a property of the Forever Stone is the only thing you can think of.
Well, now what do you want to do? Do you want to go back down the hallway? You just want to continue?
We know the prize is not here because there's a dead guy.
A stone. I just can't believe that
I want this Forever Stone so bad.
No, I know.
I just don't believe that this is some kind of trick.
We've come pretty far. Like
I've
watched live tweets of these guys playing, and I don't know if they made it this far.
That's what I'm saying. Seems a little early.
but it seems early.
We haven't seen
I know
dragon
we wrote
yet.
More. I just don't know what end we came in.
There are many paths you guys have not explored.
That's yeah. Before.
All right.
Okay, I'll rejoin the group.
Okay.
I'll shimmy back over.
Yeah, me too.
All right.
And now we're in the hallway.
Yep, right? The hallway goes for about 50 feet before turning to the eastward.
Now, right. If you want to sacrifice Hug and not have him to Canary further, you can just have him go grab it.
What's the sacrifice word you keep using?
I think
we just talk right in front of him.
We talk right in front of him. He doesn't
canaries,
care.
What does that have
you
to do with
hug
anything?
It out.
Right, hug it out.
You want to hug out this gem.
I'd like to hug out that armor.
Get, yeah, actually.
Get that gold.
What, on the guy?
Yeah, maybe that's
this nice plate.
No, oh, chain.
He's what, wearing
was
chain?
It was chain.
Yeah, it was a golden chain mail.
It was golden
chain. Oh, really? And was it glowing magical?
No.
No.
I looked specifically.
But neither did the gem.
That's true. That's true. If you want to hug it out, we can hug it out.
We can hug it out, but then we lose our canary.
It's not worth it. I can't even wear that.
Let's take a vote, because we don't want to stretch this out. Steptoe, yay or nay, hug it out.
Yay.
Yay. Okay. Chris? Yay or
nay?
Nay. I vote... what do you vote, Molly?
I vote nay.
I vote nay.
Okay. All right, we don't care.
All right. And you said it goes to the east?
So down the corridor, now that you're all over there, you can see that it goes for about 40 feet, and then it begins to bend gradually to the east, curve, really, and it descends as well.
Ooh.
All right.
And no more murals or anything of happy dwarves and stuff like that? Nothing adorns the wall?
Nope. The corridor begins to corkscrew downward. After heading to the east, it passes back under the path that you guys were just coming from. Eventually, you start to see more of the buttresses along the top of the tunnel supporting it.
Deeper into the mines.
And you don't see, though, as Hug innocently walks down through this corridor, whistling as he goes, any traps go off. And eventually, he comes to a T intersection, which he can report has a dead end to the north and continues to the south.
Yeah, let's keep going south.
Continuing to the south, Hug's going to come to a four-way intersection with dead ends on either.
And are those dead ends just wall or rubble?
These quarters look as though they began to be mined but didn't continue. And you notice as Hug continues up to the T intersection up ahead that when you pass the four-way intersection, there is a backpack in the western one of these dead ends.
Is it a nice backpack?
You see some bones scattered about it, and the backpack is rotted away pretty much, but it's still, like, you can't see what the contents are inside.
Should we investigate this backpack?
Probably.
Keep going.
Hug it out.
You keep going?
Sorry. He asked if he should.
He should be going. No, wait
stop
a second.
For just a moment.
I mean, you can search for traps around.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, let's try. So that'll be 22.
Okay.
Yes, 22.
You're pretty confident that there are no traps in this area. You do notice that in the backpack appear to be, but you can't really tell what they are, but it looks like bulges almost.
Oh, it's potatoes.
At about the same time, you hear Hug give a yelp.
Ah!
Something attacks him.
No!
No!
Oh, no. I'm glad we brought him back to life.
Glad we left him down the hallway.
I'm glad we don't care about him.
Oh. Well, he does.
Something clamps down him, and now kind of at the edge of his light, you can see that there is a creature that almost looks like a combination between a beetle and a centipede. It has kind of a rustish color to it, and it has clamped its jaws. It's an insect around Hug.
I have knowledge of nature. Can I check to see what it might be?
Yes, you may. You may all roll initiative as well. Hug's body goes limp. You recognize that this is a rust monster. You know quite a bit about rust monsters with that check.
I did my thesis.
I was in a band called the Rust Monsters.
It's like Guar. We dress up as Rust Monsters.
Rust Monsters are renowned for having a taste for metal, and their antennae, when they touch metal, cause it to dissolve and begin to rust away, which is what the Rust Monsters eat. You also now recall that you haven't seen any metal down in this corridor, despite the
he must be hungry.
Equipment.
Aww.
They're not, though, opposed to also just biting people.
Or small goblins with one hit point. Hug.
So, initiative.
I hold. No.
I stare at disbelief. You
are a 27 initiative. I stand still, perfectly still.
Let's see how this plays out. Okay.
All right. Yeah. You see one of these creatures. It has bitten Hug, dropped his body, and now is looking turned
one
down.
Of these avenge creatures. Him.
You bastard!
No. Avenge my son.
It's this weird relationship now.
I know. It's
my
a very
son,
bizarre.
My son.
And we all just look at you.
And it's about 20 feet away from you.
All right. Can I hit that with a sling?
Yep.
All right. Let's try it. This is for Hug. No, it's not really. It's for us.
It's for us, so we don't die.
Oh, you like fours? How do they feel about that? All right, that's fine. I put it back in my pocket.
Did you really roll a four?
Yeah, I rolled a four.
I thought you were joking.
No.
I thought you were joking because that's impossible.
It's a real four. But here's the thing. I dropped it the old way. The four way. I need to roll it out that way.
No, that doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
Something's happening.
Drake.
I hope a four hits. I scream, Hug, and I shoot a lance of faith at this rust monster. I got a 14.
I see what you did there.
So 19 total.
You strike it with your lance of faith.
Nice.
And I do 9 points of damage.
It reels and gives sort of a cockroach-like hiss.
You son of a bitch! Hug!
Then it begins to scurry forward. And as it scurries forward, you see another one coming out of the darkness.
Run!
As well.
Fuck, hug!
Back to the room with the imaginary jelly.
Delete that gold. let him have the guy who's dead. Let's go get that corpse.
Don't run and trigger whatever it is.
Oh my God.
Scott, your character is wearing metal armor, correct?
Yeah, I am wearing full chainmail.
Okay.
It says that it makes me bad at sneaking. And I also got a shield and a mace.
It makes you
and
tasty.
A holy symbol. Right. Got a lot of metal on me.
And you are with, I think, people mostly clad in leather and robe. So yep. They will both attack you.
Yeah. The final stand of Drake Shieldheart.
The first is going to attack with its antenna and then with its bite. With the antenna, it gets a 13 against AC.
A miss.
And with the bite, it gets a 16 against AC.
My faith is stronger.
Sorry, a 15. The other one will do the same thing. The antenna miss, but with the bite, it gets a 20 against AC.
Yeah, my faith isn't strong enough for 20.
Its jaws clamp around you, doing 8 points of piercing damage.
Yikes! Oh, my.
Our healer. We shouldn't have put all that metal on the healer.
No, I need that.
Not now, you don't.
And it's Hayden's turn.
With the freeze over here.
13 will miss. You strike off its tough carapace.
Bang.
Ba-chow.
I can't have that.
I know. Well, you got a thing clamped on your leg right now.
Yeah, it's clamped on.
Barbie.
It's really clamped.
I fly into a fit of rage.
Yeah!
Oh, I remember that was last time that happened.
To my hug. So I rolled 2 d20s.
That's more like an emo rage there.
So I 5. Great. With
5 even with the 2 d20s?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why'd you take the lowest?
No, the other one was 2.
Oh. Way to make her feel bad, Scott.
I've just saved my energy. It's kind of passive aggressive rage.
It's like the
you weren't
food.
Ready yet. You're just like, so yeah, okay, no.
Five.
Want to work it
hold
up.
Hold on now. It's
up.
All right.
Come on, Cuffs.
These are things are closer now if you want to engage them.
Yeah, you do.
Really? With melee. with my metal short sword?
That's a 10 of your short sword. You don't bust it up by hitting it.
Okay. I just
do
assumed.
You?
Is damage caused by striking them to metal weapons?
It doesn't seem like, it seems like the antennae, and in fact, you know this from your check,
let me
is
explain.
What's at what? Risk. So
hold on a second, Rust Monster. What's the deal? What do I do?
Yeah, so some things are gonna damage it and some things aren't.
Okay.
So watch out for those antennae.
All right.
But as long as you strike its carapace with your short sword, it would not be a problem.
Right.
Okay.
You got all that?
I got this.
I noticed you weren't taking notes.
All right, put me back in, coach.
Okay. All right,
I
go
can
for
do
it.
This.
All right,
here we are. What do we got? 14, sorry. Forgive me.
14? 14 is enough to hit it. You strike through its carapace with your short sword.
So it's 8 plus. It's 10 now. It's
10. Plus 1 it's and 1.
Plus the lowest rolls possible.
You get both, actually.
No, I know. I did.
Okay.
We all just can't believe.
Now I made it. We all just can't believe.
Wow.
Jeez.
I've never seen it.
However, striking the one that had already been hit by the Lance of Faith, you actually managed to kill that one.
Nice.
The one that killed Hug Hug.
Oh.
You should have saved that. And then you rip off its head and wear it as a hat.
You should have saved that for Drake.
Then I touched the antenna of it to its partner, Rust It. How you like that?
How you like them apples?
All right, that brings us around to Drake. There is still a rust monster trying to devour your armor.
I hate to be a one-trick pony, but it does the most damage. And it has the highest hit modifier, so Lance of Faith. 13? Did I do all right?
Yeah.
I'm afraid that 13 will miss.
You missed the thing clamped to
distracted
you.
By the bleeding out of
your
leg.
I'm in a lot of pain.
Yeah.
It's going to actually turn its attention to Cuffs. And go after, with its antennae, your short sword.
Oh. Whoa.
Wow.
And that'll be a 22 against...
But is that my antenna? Or the antenna?
Yeah, so the antenna managed to brush across your sword as you try to whip your sword away.
Okay.
And this is going to cause it to rust a little bit and gives it a permanent minus one penalty to damage.
Undoes the magic boon. From earlier.
Yeah, you still get the bonus on attack. It's just damage rolls.
Okay.
And then it will try to bite you as well. And you get a 21. So that will be...
It's a good bite.
It clamps down on your leg and you're
like, Sorry, 4 points of damage. Okay. Piercing damage.
That's not a very
not
good
a great bite.
Not a great bite.
We're okay.
I can do better.
After that, we're around to Hayden.
Well, the way I'm rolling, I shouldn't do this. I'm going to stick with the Ray of Frost.
Give it some. Give it a.
Give it my favorite Madonna song.
Quicker than a ray of
frost. I didn't even roll very much. Let's see what I got. 9, plus 4, 13. Seemed to be a popular number.
That's not gonna do it.
9 or 13?
13 is not.
13
gonna do it.
Will 13. Just miss it.
Yeah, we know a 14 Barbie. Will hit it.
Okay.
And don't remember. Don't forget. You also do have access to magic missile, which is an auto hit.
Yeah, I was. I've actually got another one, but I'm saving a couple of these.
I'm going to swing them all at it.
Hayden's been holding out on you. 20.
That's not
7.
Bad.
Despite your rage, distracted by the loss of Hug
I'm
Hug.
I'm still just a rat in a cage.
Short sword's still my best option. Oh, here's my guy.
That's a 2.
Of course it is.
Something's wrong with this sword, though.
Well, it's rusty.
Let him eat it.
Just let him eat it. It might kill him.
I try to placate the beast.
I swear this doesn't happen.
You're like, we're all riffling through our pockets for metal to feed it. Here, go eat.
I still have one clomped onto me, right?
Yeah, it's trying to bite. Well, actually, it's trying to bite him right now. It's turned its attention.
Hey.
16.
No.
16 plus
5
is 21.
Nice.
Thank you.
Yeah. You can blast it with your Lance of Faith.
Nice. 11 points of damage.
You strike it well, but it is still... skittering about.
Guys, this thing is clamped on.
And will turn
He's
its
a fighter.
Attention.
Like an irritated cobra, it's
back
shadowing
on
my every head movement.
You, Drake. With its antennae, it gets a 19.
That's a hit.
And with its bite, it gets a 14.
That's a miss.
Okay.
Whew.
Maybe. The armor rusts a bit. Yes. So you have now a minus one penalty to AC.
Okay, so that's a 16 now.
So it'll still miss with its bite, though. That brings us around to Hayden.
I just look at my hand like, ah, this ray of frost, useless, useless. Why did I learn that one?
I should have chosen a better ray.
I know. 2.
Wow.
2.
Wow.
Which is a 6 with the modifier, but.
You shoot off into the darkness.
It actually goes all the way back upstairs and hits the same corner from before.
It's Abernathy.
It does.
As he's leaving
Abernathy
the cave.
As he's leaving the
Has
cave.
Anyone kept track of this? I mean, like, what are the statistical odds?
I will confess, I have never seen this many
this
low
many
rolls
low
in a
rolls.
Game. I've played a lot of D&D.
We're not even getting sixes
it's
or eights.
Three,
yeah.
It's 2 through 4.
Yep.
Can I tell you,
through
every
with
time
and
I've listened to one of these type podcasts, that's what I get.
It's the building.
I hear that they're
it's
all
the
low or weirdly high.
your dice, very strange. Your dice are actually suffering performance anxiety from being in wizards.
They're just trying to up the dramatic tension, I'm sure. Stop it! Don't do that anymore.
It doesn't work.
All right, that brings us around to Barbie, who is still in a fit of rage.
I am? Okay, great. Let's see how this goes.
That is the best news I have heard all day.
8 plus 5, so that's 13.
Okay, so it's a middle of the road.
That still misses.
Keep in mind, folks, she rolled 2 20s, and her highest roll was 8.
It's like a, and then it's tell like me, a drunken
this is
rage
the worst
at this
rolling ever.
I still attribute it to the loss of Hug Hug. Cuffs.
He was the moral center.
I don't
of
think
this
he was. We've been rolling low part. Before. Back We've been rolling low since we found him.
Back to me. I kiss this dice. Puh, it's spitting on my other dice that are garbage. Puh. Here we go.
This is the new die you just got.
4.
Oh my god. It's a never-ending nightmare.
Let's just go.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Happy birthday, Scott.
Happy birthday. See you later.
He's gone.
And he's out.
Goodbye.
Drake, it is, in fact, your turn.
All right. Well, I got this, guys.
You had a big hit with that first
lance.
You
got it last time.
Yeah, I'll lance him again. That's a 20.
It is. We sound so surprised. Like
the
shock.
He's just
silent.
He's like,
the
I don't want to leave the room. Like, I don't want to believe
it's
that
like,
that just
like
happened.
James Brown. Like, can't
well,
do
usually,
it, can't do it.
Usually the symbol means it's a 1, right?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Depends
too.
On.
Yeah.
The yeah, we try to always 20. Make the symbol the 20 because
okay.
we don't actually want it to
well,
be a bad thing that you roll our symbol.
Oh, good point.
Well, my max is 2d6, so 12 points of damage.
You destroy the creature. It evaporates
explodes
into
a million tiny pieces.
Little ashes.
Been holding out on us.
So we have Hug Hug's poor limp body down.
There's still one left, right?
Oh,
no,
one?
You took out both of them.
Okay.
Guys, I'm the healer.
Could you
I'm not
heal
the
these
fighter.
Dice? Could you heal these dice?
The cleric.
Yeah, the barbarian can't do shit.
What's wrong?
Barbarian's just windmilling everywhere.
Okay, guys, we never talk about this. This
no,
never leaves
no,
the mind.
No, it never happened.
You were killing it in there, Barbie. You were doing amazing.
And we,
you found
we
all the traps.
Up. I found every trap.
And it didn't take us 20 minutes to kill a wall. No.
I would like to take this moment in game to rest and regain some hit dice. Do we have that opportunity?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did
only
you
rolled
want
the,
to
I only rolled the one
look
before.
At the backpack while you're doing that? Or loot Hug Hug's
how big
torch?
Is there a rust
you
monster
out of your
inside?
Mind?
I feel like we shouldn't just leave Hug Hug there.
Let me, well, hold on a second. Let me heal. Let me physician heal thyself.
Let's heal.
Okay.
I'm going to use
let's
two
let's go back
of,
and get that golden chain mail and adorn his corpse and give him a proper.
Let's take him and throw him into the center of the room and see.
Let's throw Hug Hug's body. Let's just desecrate his corpse.
Yeah.
But wait,
put
but
it
let's
on like a lasso.
Tie a rope
like,
to him.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, so we can get it back.
What?
And use him again.
It's just like weekend at Hug Hug's. Just drag him
he's
along.
He's the perfect trap trigger now. Come
just
on.
Drag his corpse.
Yeah. Toss it ahead of his 20 feet.
This should be part
I'll
of the
tie, kit. I'll tie my shoelaces to his right leg.
You don't know what the Forever Stone does. It could bring him back.
His diplomacy is
we also don't know
high.
What the what's in the backpack. For all we know, there could be
so
the Forever Stone.
I add it's my hit dice.
I'll put it away later.
So all you right. are at an intersection. You look like you're at the base of one of the mine shafts. Based on how you've been descending and the rooms you've gone through, you think that this is probably at the base of one of the mine shafts that you saw above, where one of the rickety platforms was, and the backpack is nearby. Thank you.